It's always a pleasure to check in with Jamie Kelly, managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. We know you've been busy this past week, Jamie, working on some news stories, and welcome to the show, and we'd love to hear about those news stories you're working on, sir.
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, so, well, one of the biggest news stories is one of the biggest news stories in a while here. Williston is getting a new air carrier for the first time. Well, since the boom, there's going to be a new carrier coming. Sun Country Airlines has announced they're going to start flying, I think, twice a week from Williston Basin International Airport to Las Vegas.
Wow. That will put a smile on quite a few people's faces when the snow starts coming down, for sure.
Yeah. So, yes, it's twice weekly, and then one-way fares are going to be as low as probably $80, which is great. And you know, as the city pointed out, the airport director Anthony Duda said the city's been working for a number of years to get a low cost leisure provider to come to Williston, because especially when Delta left for a while, it was just United, and the only place you could go was Denver. So having a third option, because Delta's back, so you can fly United to Denver and then connect out from there. You can fly Delta to St. Paul and fly and connect out from there. And now you can fly Sun Country to Las Vegas.
Wow. Extremely good news. Yeah. Glad to see things are opening up again, moving forward.
Yeah, that's great news. So another big news item is from Renee Jean, our oil and agriculture reporter. And there's something called a biosurfactant, and it's being manufactured locally. It comes out of sugar beets and canola oil, and it helps to release oil from rocks inside there, and it could possibly boost the productivity of oil and gas. So anything that can get a little bit more oil and gas out of the rock is going to be welcome in a shale place like here, especially when a one or two boost to your productivity could be a huge boost.
Boy, I'd say that is a good story, and it's surprising in a way. Who would have thought, right? Yeah, but different things.
So, Creedence Energy Service is working with that, and it's been tried in wells in a few places, and they're going to be trying it out in a couple lateral wells as well as some conventional ones.
Hopefully, it works out really good.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. It looks like it's a really interesting idea.
No doubt about that. Anything else going on?
Yeah, well, I think that, I think, speaking of oil, Hess CEO John Hess has been doing some investor presentations, and he said he sees shale, like the Bakken has, as it's no longer a marginal difference maker. It's becoming the place to take oil from because of the technology and all the stuff that's come. And all of the gains that have come in making this kind of area more productive and getting more oil out of the ground. So he thinks that shale is sort of coming into its own and is really becoming a harvest instead of just a place to add value sort of to companies.
But it is definitely encouraging. I truly appreciate getting the lowdown on that. And we always love looking at your different sections that you offer in the paper, a lot of different things. The obits are always fun, and the classifieds, mm-hmm. sports section, lots and lots of things for various readers. And if somebody wants to get maybe a subscription or get some more information, what is the best way to do that, Jamie?
Yeah, best way to do that is to go to WillistonHerald.com. And then, so from there, you can sign up for a digital subscription, or you can sign up for a print subscription. And so print comes with a digital subscription itself, so you can get the print copy and then also have your chance to read any stories online. You can also there sign up for a bunch of our newsletters, including Energy Chasers. So if you're interested in more oil and energy news, Renee Jean, our oil and energy reporter, is doing a lot of coverage of that. And everything we cover for there is being put out in a weekly newsletter called Energy Chasers. It's free, and all of the stories in there are free.
And very, very informative and very entertaining, and so many different things come to mind here thinking about the papers, the official Williams County papers, and of course beyond that. But for years and years and years, the family has been delighted to read from those two great publications, Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. So we thank you for continuing the great tradition there, week in and week out, Jamie. You do a fantastic job as a managing editor.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here. Always great to talk to you, Jim.
And we look forward to checking back in with you next week at around this time, where we'll have some more stories that you're going to be busy working on between now and then. So have yourself a great rest of your day, Jamie. It's going to be a nice day, I think, shaping up along the way here as we get some sunshine.
Going to be a gorgeous one. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.